The power of biohacking is all about science-based strategies to thrive in life and business. And you know, when I think about what biohacking is, it's about personal optimization. It's the practical tools to optimize your mind and your body. I see this as a way to take control of your own biology. It's like the merging of the science of feeling and performing at your best. So that's what we're going to talk about today. What is biohacking? What it actually means? What it could mean for you? What it means to me? Why it's a game changer? What I'm doing with biohacking? And hopefully by the end of this episode, you're going to have some really cool knowledge and understanding of what biohacking is and how you could potentially use biohacking to improve your life and business. Hi, it's Karen. And on this episode of the Biohack Your Business podcast, I want to talk about what biohacking actually is. People often ask me, Karen, what is biohacking? Sometimes it can be perceived as being some kind of weird or wacky thing. Certainly there are negative connotations associated with biohacking, but honestly, these couldn't be further from the truth. I want to dispel some myths today, and I want to shine a light on what biohacking actually is. The power of biohacking is all about science-based strategies to thrive in life and business. It's about personal optimization. It's the practical tools to optimize your mind and your body. I see this as a way to take control of your own biology. So that's what we're going to talk about today. What is biohacking? What it actually means? What it could mean for you? What it means to me? Why it's a game changer? What I'm doing with biohacking? And by the end of this episode, you're going to have some really cool knowledge and understanding of what biohacking is and how you could use biohacking to improve your life and business. Let me ask you a question. What if you could take control of your energy, focus, motivation, and performance by just making a few small tweaks and adjustments to your day-to-day? That is the power of biohacking. Biohacking is the art and science of optimizing your mind and body using data, technology, and personal experimentation. Now, that might sound a bit wacky. I totally get it. What do I mean by personal experimentation? Well, I mean, ultimately, finding out what you need to do and experimenting with the results of that so that you feel amazing. You feel good, you improve your performance, you find your competitive edge, you get laser sharp clarity, higher energy levels, you feel like you are at your best. This is what biohacking is. It's about personal optimization, and it's making those adjustments and tweaks to how you are living your life to reap the rewards of what's on the other side. I'm going to break down today what biohacking is. And I'm going to share some practical examples. And you're going to have heard of a lot of these things already. There's probably not very much that I'm going to share with you that you haven't come across before, but I'm going to present it in a different way. You're going to see a different perspective on this. And I really hope you feel inspired to go and take some action so that you can leverage biohacking to improve your own life. But not only that, because this is what this podcast is all about, is biohacking and business and the powerful combination of when you feel amazing, you do amazing. And that is what biohacking does for me. That is what biohacking does for my clients. So the kinds of things that I'm talking about are adjusting your sleep routine, measuring your sleep data. If you've been in my world for a while, you will know that I talk about data, metrics, what gets measured gets improved. If you're not measuring stuff, how do you know you even need to improve it? Like, we can take supplements, we can do things, we can work out, we can bring things within into our body that we know, or at least we have a pretty good idea, will help us. But unless we have that actual data, how do we know that we need it in the first place? How do we know the improvement it's creating? How do we know and see the impact over months, weeks, even years? We don't, unless we measure it. So big part of biohacking is measuring what we're doing, just exactly in the same way as I talk about this in business. What gets measured gets improved in business. You know, we talk about conversions, we talk about all the things in business. Let's apply the same logic to our bodies as well. Again, it's that word, personal optimization. We optimize you so that you are performing at your very best. So it's looking at your sleep. It's tracking your hydration. It's looking at the food that you're eating. It's what kind of supplements, nootropics, for example, can you take to improve various cognitive function, supplements that replenish depleted mineral levels or vitamin levels in your body. And the key to biohacking really is that it's highly personalized. It's highly individual. This is exactly why the logo that I had done for my Biohack Your Business brand is my thumbprint. My thumbprint is individual to me, just in the same way as biohacking and what you need to do to get the best out of yourself is individual to you. And that's why data and experimentation is so important, because if you don't have the data, you don't know. And if you don't experiment and try and refine, well, how do you even arrive at the thing that's going to help you the most? And why is biohacking more important than ever? We lead crazy busy lives. So many clients I work with are running on empty. They feel depleted. They're exhausted. Some of them are on a fast path to burnout. Some of them have already been burnt out. Some of them, probably all of them, don't feel like there's enough hours in the day. They're getting up in the morning, they're feeling exhausted. They're going to bed at night, they're feeling exhausted. Maybe they're skipping lunch. Maybe their business is being adversely affected because they do not feel great. I put money on the fact that that is happening in so many experts and entrepreneurs' businesses. Maybe this is what's happening in yours right now. And the big problem is if you don't address that, if you don't fix that, it's only going one way. It's going to get worse, not better. So it's up to you. Have an obligation to do something about that. And the sooner you do something about that, the sooner your business starts to improve, the sooner you turn up with more energy, the sooner you feel more motivated to sit at your desk on a Monday morning or a Tuesday or a Wednesday morning, the sooner you start to book more clients, the sooner your energy really radiates so that people want to be around you, people want to work with you, you get those inquiries dropping into your inbox, the more money you make. The better you feel about that, the more you give back, the more joy you feel, the more time you have. You can see where this is going. It's just a continuous loop here. So you have to feel great. You know, I've talked many, many times already about strategy on its own not being enough. And this is what I see. And this is why biohacking today is really important. Strategy alone is not enough. I could give you an amazing strategy. There is no guarantee that you would turn that into something highly profitable and something that you love. Even if it is highly profitable, it doesn't mean that you feel great and you love it. But modern life is busy. Modern life is full of distractions, brain fog, exhaustion, all the things that I've just mentioned. It matters more than ever that we take control of our own health. We take control of our longevity. We take control of our energy and how we think and we feel, because all of these things translate into actions, and it's those actions that creates the results that we want, not just in our business, but in our entire lives. So it's about taking back control, and the kinds of things that we start to see an increase in: energy, focus, motivation, enhanced productivity and performance. I already mentioned longevity and health. These are things that are really, really important to me, and I'll share why in just a minute. How you choose to apply biohacking to your own personal situation is entirely up to you. And this is the beauty of it. There are so many different things you can do, so many interventions, so many things that you can do on a daily basis, even right now, after this show, you could go and do some of these things that I recommend and you could instantly feel better. But the cumulative effect over months, years even, of doing these things is off the charts. And that's where my real interest is. So if you start with biohacking today, if you start to bring in these things, these aspects of biohacking into your life, and you start to feel good and you do more of it and you like how you feel and you see how that's translating into your business, so you start to do more and more of it so that it becomes a really big part of your life. It becomes almost a ritual in your life. You don't have to be doing dozens of things. Just a handful of things that you do consistently will make all of the difference to your personal optimization. Now imagine where your business could be in 3 months, 6 months, 12 months if you start taking notice of this today. And this is where my passion is. this is what I am so interested in. I want to help experts and entrepreneurs to create the best results they can in their business. And I know that in order to do that, they have to do this first. So some of the key elements of biohacking, nutrition, of course, what we put in is really, really important. If you're going to eat rubbish, you're going to feel like rubbish. Simple biohack is just paying really careful attention to the foods you're eating. There are lots of foods that are sold to us as being healthy. What I would say is actually a lot of them are very not healthy at all. So it isn't even a case of going to the healthy aisle in the supermarket. It's doing your research, but it's understanding maybe from your own biological testing what you need in your body. What is your body low on? What is your body craving? What do you need to top up? And how can you do that through an incredible diet, but maybe through supplements as well? Let's also look at sleep optimization. Sleep is one of the most important biohacks you can have. Using tools like blue light blockers or sleep apps that help you to fall asleep, data that measures your REM sleep, all of these things make a huge difference to how refreshed you feel when you wake up in the morning. If you wake up feeling like you've had a really great night's sleep, how is that going to carry forward into your day? How much more work will you be able to do? How much more energy and motivation will you have? And you're going to see the effects of that, no question. I've mentioned a few times already, data and tracking. So apps, wearables, trackers, Aura Ring, all of these things are favorites amongst biohackers. I use my Aura Ring every single day. It measures so much. It's got little measurement points on the inside. It tells me about my sleep. It tells me about my readiness levels. It tells me about my stress, about my heart rate variability, our monthly cycles. It tells me what I need to know. And I look at it every day. And I can make adjustments to that day based on the data that I'm getting back. Being able to do that helps me get the most out of my day in the same ways you would apply that to your business, in the same ways you might look at data in the morning in your business and go, right, okay, where do I need to focus my efforts today? My Aura Ring enables me to do that for myself. So many people use mindfulness or meditation or yoga to improve their mental performance. It's a biohack. If you know that meditation is a non-negotiable for you, a way for you to start your day because it really helps you to get more done. It really helps you to ground yourself. It really helps you to manage anxiety or stress. This is a biohack. You do something, it makes you feel good. You see the result. You have the awareness around it. So you continue to do it. So mindfulness, meditation, personal and performance success. What things have you been doing already that help you with this? Because when you optimize these things about yourself, everything in your life falls into place, not just your business. Your relationships, you might become more calm. You might have better quality relationships with your husband or your wife or your kids or your team or whoever. The point is that these things have an enormously beneficial impact on your life. And this is all that biohacking is. So when people say to me, biohacking is this weird, crazy thing, I'm like, are you sure you know what I'm referring to here? I mean, of course it can be. We've seen the images and probably heard the stories of people walking around with like drips in their arms. You can do that, but that's not as crazy or as wacky as you might think. I mean, if you knew your vitamin levels were low and you had a vitamin infusion to improve and increase your vitamin levels, I mean, what part of that is not normal? Maybe the intravenous element of it is not normal, but if that's the fastest way to feel better, then hell, let's do it. One of the reasons I started to get into biohacking was to do with my age. A few years ago, when I was in my mid-40s, I was having conversations with friends and they were complaining about brain fog, hot sweats, cold sweats, fatigue, exhaustion, all of these things that are commonly associated with perimenopause, midlife. And honestly, things which I thought and found were frankly terrifying. There was no way, as the breadwinner in our family, there's no way that I wanted to be going down a route of brain fog. I mean, how do you even run a business if if it's really hard to find your thoughts and to come up with new, fresh ideas. I mean, that wasn't even something I was willing to entertain. Now, I know some of this happens within, and a lot of, most of what happens within, we don't have any influence or control over, but there's a lot that we do. And I don't know about you, but I don't prescribe to the whole school of thought that we can't change this. Of course we can change this. We can make a massive difference on things that are happening internally, both mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. So it was those conversations that really fueled my desire to do something really positive. I have a lot of responsibility. I am responsible for a lot of things. I'm responsible for a lot of people's mortgages, including my own. I have a team. I have lots of clients. I run programs. I run masterminds. I am the breadwinner in our family. There is no cat in hell's chance that I was going to allow myself to be swept down by brain fog or perimenopause. So that's when it really started to kick in for me. What can I do to maintain my competitive edge? What can I do to continue to feel my best? So many people say to me, the reason they work with me rather than another business coach is because of my energy. I take notice of that. Energy is my currency. I don't want my energy to go through the floor. I want to keep it so that it's high. I want to use it to my advantage. And that's when I became really curious about biohacking. And it worked. I feel like I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm going to turn 50. And I honestly feel like I'm in my 30s. Longevity is important to me. Looking good is important to me. Knowing my body inside out, maintaining my personal advantage, running my business, staying at the top of my game is really important to me. I can't think of a better way to take control of all of these things that are important to me than biohacking. Sleep, nutrition, energy, mindfulness, meditation, breath work, cold water therapy, all the things that I am doing and measuring so that I get the best out of myself. And it's working. It's really working. So many people say to me, Karen, what are you doing? This is what I'm doing. Biohacking is what I'm doing. And this is why I started the biohacking movement, the biohacking your business movement. It's the perfect synergy of business and personal optimization. Simply, biohacking is about intentional living. It's about knowing yourself and using data to make informed, smarter decisions about how you can continue to improve. It's about energy, it's about focus, and it's about performance. And it's applying these to your business so that it gives you the business you want. Just in the same way as my biohacking choices are individual to me, yours are individual to you. And also the success that you desire in your business is individual to you as well. This is highly customizable. It's highly personalized. And this is the future, I believe, of entrepreneurship. We have too many entrepreneurs who are exhausted, burnt out, stuck on this entrepreneurial hamster wheel, going nowhere fast. Biohacking changes all of that because it puts you at the center of your business. And that's exactly how it should be. And the best part, you don't have to overhaul your life to start to see results. You can make very small, incremental changes consistently and notice a huge difference. If you're ready to start biohacking, what's one small change that you can make this week that you can go into action today or tomorrow? I would love to know. Reach out to me and share that with me. Come and follow me over on Instagram. And if you're interested in joining the Biohack Your Business Mastermind, click the link and get your name on the waitlist. And when you join the waitlist, you'll get access to my Binaural Beats playlist. If you don't already use Binaural Beats, these in themselves are a big game changer. Listening to them hugely increases my productivity. I really hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Thanks for listening.